Morning.
Morning.
So I don't know whether it's necessary or not to say a few words, but I guess I kind of feel that I'd like to say a couple of things. So last week, when we were doing Kinhin, I'd wanted to say something about Kinhin, but then I didn't say anything about Kinhin. And afterwards, someone came up to me and asked me about Kinhin, and I thought, oh, I should have said something about it. But Kinhin and the bowing and lighting of the incense that we do at the beginning of our meditation practice and at the end of our meditation practice, to me, it's sort of part of the same spirit of the practice. There's a particular form, and Kinhin, it's usually we begin with a slow kind of walking. Initially, it's initiated, of course, by the clappers and the bows, but I don't know at what point we sort of transform over from the sitting meditation into the walking meditation. It's sort of like a seamless event. You know, of course, there's a change. We move from one room to the other. We stand and we go through those motions, but the underlying spirit of the meditation probably carries through. And so it's probably helpful in talking about this to experience or feel what it is, what that spirit is when we're, you know, moving from the sitting meditation into the walking meditation. And with the walking meditation, to remain open, to keep our minds clear, to try to remain still. And when we feel ourselves drifting off, which is a lot easier actually, right, when we're walking than it is when we're sitting to some extent, to try to come back, you know, to be present, which is always a struggle, to be present. And, you know, the practice of when we sit together, when we walk together, when we bow together, when we light incense together, when we do daisan, to try to be present and open, clear mind. When we do Kinhin, we talked about the sense of walking as one body. But we're always, in a sense, when we're together, we're always one body. Whether we're sitting in here, in sitting meditation, we're sitting as one body. And when we're walking in Kinhin, we're walking as one body. I mean, we could do sitting meditation, and I know in some places they do where, like, people would just get up and move out when they want to and then come back and sit and join the group and so forth. So that's sort of one body as well, but when we just sit still with each other as a group in here, there's that sense of oneness. And when we get up together and we walk outside, you know, in a line, there's that sense of oneness. But it's not oneness in sort of a lockstep, you know. It's a oneness, and yet at the same time, we're each individuals. We're each walking and we're each experiencing the world differently. But yet, we're all at the same point struggling to be present to what is. We sort of drift off into our own different stories. When we begin the practice, when we first come into the meditation room and we sit, and we sort of settle ourselves in, and then the bell rings, and we all stand as one body, and then one person comes forward to light the incense. That's sort of a spirit, right? It's just a spirit of offering, a spirit of sort of giving, you know, giving of whatever it is you're giving, whether giving thanks to the Buddha for the teachings, giving thanks to the historical Buddha, giving thanks to whatever. But the lighting of the incense, the offering of the incense, it was part of part of the practice of emptying oneself. And so the person who's doing the bowing and is lighting the incense is really just part of us. It's just one person. It's one person that's doing that, but we're all participating in that act of giving and of letting go. So once the incense is lit, and it's nice too, you know, the act of the paying attention just to the lighting of the incense, the lighting of the incense in the candle, the light, you know, the lighting of the fire, just the act of extinguishing the incense, the act of placing the incense within the container, within the sand, of doing the bow, you know, and then doing full prostration bows, you know, I think it's all part of the process of letting go. And whether we're doing that or we're observing it and participating in the actions of the one who's doing that, it sort of is an emptying process. I think that part of the emptying process is, as we push that away, we sort of push our egos away, sort of try to empty out, the universe is coming back into us. It's like if you push your ego away out there, you know, the universe enters into you. And there's like that movement that's back and forth, you know, you're pushing that out. And then it's not yourself necessarily coming back, but it's like the universe filling you up, and then you're pushing out again. It's that kind of an activity. That's really pretty much about it. Thank you.